John Cicada's debut album, released in 1992, sold more than 6 million copies and instantly established him as a new pop idol for fans of adult contemporary music. Although rock critic Ken Tucker doesn't usually have much tolerance for such middle-of-the-road fare, he finds Cicada's new album, Heart, Soul, and a Voice, irresistible.
Taking a day at a time. Dealing with feelings I don't want to hide. Turning to love as I go, baby. Without taking you long for a ride.
Never underestimate the power of sincerity. Where John Cicada's first album was a collection of shrewdly calculated pop and adult contemporary songs, Heart, Soul, and a Voice sounds like Cicada's earnest attempt to reposition himself as a state-of-the-art rhythm and blues singer, to invoke older musical styles that have meant a lot to him, and to add something original to them. Over the course of this album, Cicada is casting himself as a boyish, vulnerable romantic in the tradition of Smokey Robinson and Al Green. When his music is most full of itself, he's more like Daryl Hall with slightly less self-consciousness. And even at his most overwrought, Cicada is Michael Bolton with soul, which automatically makes him 20 times more valuable than Bolton himself. And I'd be surprised if you don't hear the influence of Marvin Gaye on Good Feelings. Cicada was born in Cuba and is a former backup singer for Gloria Estefan. He's as warm and spontaneous sounding as Estefan is chilly and formal. Like a lot of pop singers, Cicada doesn't have much faith in words to express what he's feeling. He's content to mouth lyrics that are blithe cliches. He gets his best effects from altering the grain of his voice slightly, or by lengthening or shortening the sounds of words to give them emotional weight that they don't otherwise possess. That's the reason why one of the most expressive tunes on Heart is La La La, a deliriously effective love song built around those three nonsense syllables, plus a catchphrase borrowed from, of all people, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Ultimately, John Cicada isn't in the same class as the vocalists he emulates here. He's great at hoarse exhortations. His voice is vibrant and piercing, but you can't say it has much range. As pure and natural as the music sounds, Heart is also a very shrewd collection. If we can't underestimate Cicada's sincerity, neither should we ignore the allure of meticulous schlock. And if the lushness of Cicada's pop soul music is frequently overripe, it's still a juicy pleasure.
Ken Tucker writes about pop culture for Entertainment Weekly.